Well, I bet you didn't think you'd be back in my dungeon anytime soon, huh? Hey, I really want to say I appreciate you helping me out like this. I didn't want to ruin our friendship with this DS thing, but since I now know you're so into it too, I guess it's kind of exciting, right? I mean, I find it exciting to have somebody else who understands this crazy BDSM thing. It's really hard to talk to other people about it sometimes, but 'cause we've known each other for so long, I guess it feels easy with you. Now, if I'm going to become a professional dominatrix, I need some help. And that's why I invited you over today. Yeah, so basically, what I wanted to do was I was wondering if we could do a submission and domination session. Yeah, you'd be my slave and I would boss you around. You know, it's just kind of a way for me to test my femdom skills a little more, I guess. How do you feel about that? Okay. All right, is it okay if I call you my submissive? Sure. Is it okay if I call you my slave? Okay, I'm glad you like that one too. I like that one. I don't know, something about calling someone a slave and putting them in their place. It makes me very happy. Okay, how about kneeling? Are you into kneeling? You are. That's great. I love that. How about if I collar you again? And then I make you get on your knees and crawl around behind me. And then I make you kiss my boots. Are you okay with that? Yeah, okay. What about me putting my feet on your back and using you as a footstool? Wow. Okay. You are very open-minded. I appreciate that. What about making you do different positions and poses for me? Like when I say so, standing to attention, or getting on your knees and placing your hands on your knees, getting in like servicey poses. Wow, just thinking about it, I'm getting quite excited. I'll stop it. You're gonna make me blush. Oh my goodness. Look, I'm just excited because, you know, you seem eager and I'm eager and I like it. And yeah. Okay, what about impact play? Are you all right with a bit more spanking? Okay. Now, do you prefer being spanked for good reasons or for like punishment? Oh, I got you. So it's more like a punishment thing. Right, I got you. I got you. All right. All right, well, first things first, I guess. We have to get you into your slave attire. I have a little outfit prepared for you. Don't worry, it's adorable. It's really, really cute. Okay. Don't worry, I'll look. I don't want to break our friendship, so I'll even turn around while you change. Okay? But not for long. Here, you go over there and get changed. I'll go over here and get changed. And when we're done, we can meet back here in the middle, okay? Okay. I hope you like the outfit I picked out for you. Seriously, it took me all day to find that one. Yeah. It's just I just saw it and I knew I wanted to see you in it. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna turn around now. Here I go. Wow, you look amazing. Just ready for the dungeon. What do you think about my outfit? Yeah, these boots really. Really fit me very quite well, I think. Now, for the entirety of today's session, you will call me mistress. Do you understand? And whenever you're responding to me, you're going to say, yes, mistress. So, do you understand? Good, good. Now here, I've got this adorable collar for you. And look, it has my name on it. Just to remind you exactly who you belong to tonight. You're all mine. All mine. And I can do with you what I like. See, as I put this collar on you, it might start to dawn on you that you are my slave for the evening. And as my slave, you will do whatever I want you to do. Within reason, of course. And of course, you know I'm not going to break your consent. And I'm not going to go over any of the boundaries we spoke about last time or this time. I'm going to stick to everything we said. But within those boundaries, I could do whatever I wanted to you. Now, kneel. Kneel before your mistress. Good, good. Now look up at me. Do you see me towering above you? Does that make you nervous? It should do. It really should. Because you being down on the floor like that is showing you your place as my slave. And even though it's just for tonight, slave, you are all mine. Say it. I am yours, mistress. I will do whatever you command, mistress. That's better. Now, I want you to get on all fours. Get on your hands and knees. There. Now I'm going to sit back in this chair and put my feet up on you like this. Because while you're in this position, I can look down at you and say, look at my good slave. My good slave being a good footstool. Look at you being useful for mistress. Doesn't that make you happy, slave? Very good. It should make you very, very happy being so obedient like that. Makes you very happy because it makes me happy. And whatever makes me happy makes you happy. Isn't that right, slave? Good, good. Now, get up on your feet. Up, up, up. Put your hands by your side. Whenever I say stand at attention, you'll do this. Do you understand, slave? Good. I hope you're a fast learner. You'll need to be around here. Around me. Now, get down on your knees. That's right. And I want you to stretch your arms out in front of you and place your face on the floor. Get down as low as you can. And show me how far down you are beneath me. And it makes you feel good, doesn't it? To have some of that control taken away from you. To be told what to do. To be bossed around and commanded like this. Stand at attention, slave. Very, very good. Now kneel. And I want you to bend over. And I want you to kiss the top of my boot right here. Give it a kiss. Good slave. Such a very good slave. Very, very good. And you know what the fun thing about having a collar on is? As I can grab the little tag in the front and pull you towards me like this, so I can lean over nice and close and gently caress your cheek and whisper, "You've been such a good slave." Does that feel good? Knowing that I can tell you a command and you'll just do it because you are my slave. Oh, you've done so very well, slave. So very, very well. Very, very good. And you know what, slave? I bet this isn't the last time that you and I will play this little game of Mistress Says. Because I'm sure we'll do this again. Many, many times in the future. In fact, I know we will. Because you just can't help yourself. You love being dominated by a powerful woman like me. Don't you, slave? That's a good slave. Now, lie down on the floor. Just relax. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and out as I just unbuckle your collar, as I just gently pat your head. You've done a very, very good job today. And I think it's time for you and I to have a little chat about what happened. Yeah. I want to keep it brief and short today, you know? But you did so well. You were so very good. You are a wonderful submissive. And I can't wait to play with you again.